पदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य दिशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हेतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वर सो टुडे विल लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 12 ऑन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर The story of King Bena. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tad Vidadvi Asadbrita. बेन अस्माभिः कृत नृपः शान्तित्वो यदि नो वाचम् न ग्रहीष्यति अधर्मकृत् लोकधिक्कार संदग्धाम् दहिष्याम स्वतेजसा तद्विद्वद्भिर् असद्वृतो बेन अस्माभिः कृत नृप शान्तित्वो यदि न वाचम् न ग्रहीष्यति अधर्मकृत् लोकधिकार सन्दग्धम् दहिष्याम स्वतेजसा तद्विद्वद्भिर् असद्वृतो बेन अस्माभिः कृत नृप शान्तित्वो यदि नो वाचम् न ग्रहीष्यति अधर्मकृत् लोकधिक्कार सन्दग्धम् दहिष्याम स्वतेजसा లోకధికార సందగ్ధం స్వామ పశు Translation by mothers. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The saintly sages continued thinking, of course we are completely aware of his mischievous nature, yet nevertheless we enthrone Bena. If we cannot persuade King Bena to accept our advice, he will be condemned by the public and we will join them. Thus, by our prowess, we shall burn him to ashes. Purport. Saintly persons are not interested in political matters, yet they are always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. Consequently, they sometimes have to come down to the political field and take steps to correct the misguided government or royalty. However, in Kali Yuga, saintly persons are not as powerful as they previously were. They used to be able to burn any sinful man to ashes by virtue of their spiritual prowess. Now saintly persons have no such power due to the influence of the age of Kali. Indeed, the Brahmanas do not even have the power to perform sacrifices in which animals are put into a fire to attain a new life. Under these circumstances, instead of actively taking part in politics, saintly persons should engage in chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by simply chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the general populace can derive all benefits without political implications. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So in this chapter, the topic which has been discussed, that how the King Bena was very mischievous and the Brahmanas, the saintly personalities, they are very worried how the country will be ruled in such condition. So here we see politics is very bad thing. as soon as you say he's doing politics, as if he's the worst man in the society, oh, he's a politician. Nowadays, the politics has degraded so much, and to be identified as a politician, as if you're a low-class man. But politics, in fact, politics means Rajniti. The rules of the king, that is politics, how king rules. In other way, if you see, the king is supposed to be the representative of Vishnu, and his niti, his policy, is very pure. So in ancient age, the politics was very pure, because politicians, they are guided by the Brahmanas. They are guided by Brahmanas. Nowadays, sometimes I have seen in India, when we invite some politician leader to speak in some of our religious function, when they come to the stage, first they will admit, saying that I am not befitting to stand here to speak to you, because my life is very contaminated, because I am doing politics. So I am not a person to stand on a religious platform to speak to you. Many of them, they admit. That means the politics has gone down so much. People, they don't want to relate with them. Oh, politics. Oh, he's doing too much politics. Even if in our society, if he's doing something wrong, oh, he's a politician, he's doing politics. What is politics? Means something speaking bad about somebody, or something is doing indirectly to harm somebody, then that is known as politics. Isn't it? Oh, this guy is a politician guy. But he's nothing to do with politics. Politics is a very great thing, Rajniti. He's doing to harm somebody, or he's doing politics against me. He's doing politics against me. So this word has been used in this way. But before, it was not like that. Now, these very important things in our society, the politics is a very respectable things. But when it is very respectable, at that time when politics is controlled by the Brahmanas, Vishnu, he is the biggest politician also. He is the best politician. He is controlling the whole universe. So all politics comes from him only. But he controls everything through Brahmanas. Lord Vishnu, he has given Brahman so big position. So big position. Just like when Chatush Kumar came to, they were trying to enter Vaikuntha, and Jaya Vijaya stopped. Then inside the palace, the Vishnu and Lakshmadevi were there. So they could hear something is going on at the main gate. So Vishnu realized that Chatush Kumar has come, they have come. And my gatekeeper, they are stopping them. And they have big fighting. So Vishnu, as the owner of the house, he thought, I must go and solve this problem. Because Chatush Kumar are very angry. So the best way what he thought, he told Lakshmadevi, you please accompany with me. If you want to satisfy somebody, you want to get some job done, if you take your wife with you, that person will be a little weak, so better job will be done. So Vishnu thought, I should take Lakshmadevi with me. So Lakshmadevi went along with Vishnu. And when they reached at the gate, then Vishnu heard the whole incident, how it took place. Then immediately he became very angry. Upon whom he became very angry? He became very angry upon Jaya Vijaya. He is an expert manager. If our house, our security man is there, and somebody would come to fight with our security man, so we would take favor of security man. Then we would get on the other's case. But Lord Vishnu is such expert. Instead of getting on case of Chatush Kumar, he very violently he got on the case of Jaya Vijaya. Shouting, screaming, what do you thinking you are? You know, who are these personalities? They are great brahmanas. You have so big position to brahmanas. They are great brahmanas. They are saintly personalities. You know how I have become God? I have become God. I got this position because of their blessings. They blessed me. That's why I become God. Do you know why Lakshmi Devi never leaves me, always staying with me? Because I take the dust of these personalities on my head. That's why I become so powerful. The see, Lord Vishnu is so expert manager. So he becomes so angry. Fast, he's giving so big position to Brahmanas. And he has become so angry upon Jaya Vijay. Chatushkumar, they're getting scared. The Lord has become angry really upon Jaya Vijay or upon us. Whom has become angry? In Bengal, they say, if the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law does something nonsense, the mother-in-law has to shout and scream. Instead of shouting, screaming to sister-in-law, or daughter-in-law, she will shout to her daughter. By shouting the daughter-in-law will learn, oh, this is not for her, this is for me. The same way Chatushkumar is thinking, actually the shouting, screaming for whom? It's too much. So much so, Lord is saying, Jaya Vijaya, do you know, if unto these brahmanas, saintly personalities, anyone will commit any offense, I will not hesitate to chop off their head. So much so, even if my hands will commit offense, I will not hesitate to cut off my hands also. So heavy. So Lord putting brahmanas in such a high respected position, so much he can say that I will not hesitate. If my arms will commit some offense, I will not hesitate to cut off my arms. When our acharyas writing commentary on this, I think, so they are saying, they are translating to this, that Lord does not mean that he will cut off his own arms, but he means that the Shiva and Brahma, they are like Lord Vishnu's arm, right hand, left hand. So he means even if Lord Shiva and Brahma, they will commit some offense, I will not hesitate to chop off their head. But Lord has told personally in the verse that if somebody will commit offense to the central personalities, that even if my own hand, I'll chop them off. But our acharyas, they cannot dare to say that thing. So how can that happen? The Lord will chop off his own hand. So they're saying, my hands means my left hand and right hand, the Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, even if they commit some offense. So that was the powers that has been given by Lord Vishnu. So whole society was controlled. Kshatriyas were ruling, but the intelligence was coming from the Brahmanas. Because these Brahmanas, these devotees, the saintly personalities, they control the controller of the universe. The controller of the universe, Vishnu, he has subjected himself to be controlled by the Brahmanas, by his devotees. Aham bhakta paradhinai asvatantare vadija sadhavigrasta hridaya bhaktair bhakta janapriya. So Lord saying, aham bhakta paradhina. That I am controller of everything, but I am controlled by these personalities, saintly personalities. So in this way, the saintly personalities, those saintly personalities who are controlling the supreme personality of Godhead, to control the universe is not a big deal for them. So in that state, politics is very pure. If it comes, it's controlled. Politicians are controlled by saintly personalities. Because Lord is sold out. Law, who makes law? Always we know, dharmasta sakhat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, the path of dharma has been compiled by Lord. Lord has given dharma. But Lord himself saying, no. All these dharmas for non-devotees. The dharma I made for non-devotees, for my devotee, Whatever they do, that is dharma. Whatever devotees say, that is dharma. I accept that. Just see. Lord has given the central person so big position. I'll tell one incident. One nice pastimes in Jagannath Puri, there is one Brahman, one Panda. Panda Jagannath Pujari is then known as Pandas. So this man used to worship Lord Jagannath from his childhood. His name was Talitha Mahapatra. Mahapatra is the title of this Pandas. So every day his duty was, he'll dress, do singar to Lord Jagannath. This Jagannath was like family deity of the king. Previously, king was not staying in Puri, they were staying in another city. And sometimes king would come to see, take darshan of the deities. So one day, early morning, when this Mahapatra was just about to dress the deities, then another pujari came running to him and said, "Oh, you know, king is coming to take darshan of the deities." Then this Panda, Brahman, got very worried. Now king is coming to take darshan. King comes means he'll go straight to the deity room because he's the first pujari of Lord Jagannath. King is the first pujari. Anybody doing anything, king comes, everything stops. So this pujari thought, whenever king comes, he asks for the prasad garland of Lord Jagannath. But that time there is no prasad garland on Jagannath deity. So the pujari become very worried. No prasad garland, king is coming, but he will ask me prasad garland. So at that time he had one garland. The pujari was wearing one garland. So he took his garland and put on Jagannath's head, neck. Then king came. And king took darshan of Lord Jagannath, offered his obeisances, prayers. So about to leave, he asked pujari, "Can I have this prasad garland of Lord Jagannath?" Then he took that garland and gave to king. King very happily took this garland and went to his palace. So it is very beautiful, bright white flower garland, jewy flower garland. So king was smelling and looking at the flower, very beautiful flower, garland of Lord Jagannath. So when he was watching, so he found a long black hair in this garland. So king thought, how this hair came to this garland? Because Jagannath has no hair. In Puri, Jagannath, they have no hair. Jagannath, no hair. How this hair came to this garland? Then he realized this pujari must have used this. And he put a used garland to Lord Jagannath. So he became very angry. How can he dare to do like this? He told his minister, "Go, call this person. Call Talitha Mahapatra immediately." So minister went, told Mahapatraji, "The king is calling you." Then Mahapatra realized something wrong. Why all of a sudden king is calling? So he got very scared. Maybe king understood that garland he offered to Lord Jagannath was used by himself. So when this Talitha Mahapatra went to king, king saw him from the far. He said, "Oh, Mahapatraji, the garland you gave me, I found a long black hair in this garland. How long Jagannath has developed hair on his head? Then how this hair came in his head, in this flower garland?" And this puja got so scared. He did not understand what to say. So out of fear, he just said, "Oh, you don't know? Jagannath has developed hair on his head long before. You don't know that?" Then king became more angry. "What, you are joking with me? That Jagannath has developed hair on his head?" "Yes." "Then okay, if yes, then tomorrow morning I will go to the temple. You show me how Jagannath has developed hair on his head. If you cannot show me he has hair on his head, then I'll chop up your head. Or I will kick you out of my country." Then Talitha Mahapatra became very scared. What will happen? He knows Jagannath's head has no hair. So now he'll be punished by the king. Then he went to Lord Jagannath, completed his evening arati, offered bhoga. Then he offered his prayers to Lord Jagannath. "Oh Lord Jagannath, I'm such a stupid. I'm not qualified to be your pujari. I don't know why you made a such a fallen person like me. You appointed me as a, your pujari. I'm so foolish. I gave my used garland to you. By now, you should have killed me by your Sudarshan Chakra. That would be a pleasure for me. But I'm not going to be killed by this king. Being your servant, your pujari, this king will kill me. That cannot happen. So he offered obeisances to Lord Jagannath, said that by tonight you please do something. Otherwise tomorrow morning, before king arrive, I'll drink poison and I'll commit suicide. A king cannot punish me, being yours, I am your servant. How can king punish me? So I'll not let him to do that. Then he did not eat anything. Then he kept one pot of poison next to his head. Then he went to sleep. But Jagannath could not sleep peacefully. His devotee is going to commit suicide. Then midnight, Jagannath went and appeared to this Talicha Mahapatra. Oh Mahapatra, why you didn't eat anything? Why are you fasting? Then Mahapatra said, what I have to eat now? Tomorrow morning I am going to be killed. What is the use of eating? And Lord Jagannath said, why you will be killed tomorrow morning? What is problem? Then Mahapatra said, because out of fear, I told this king that you have hair on your head. But actually there is no hair on your head. When the king will come tomorrow, he'll see you have no hair on your head. So he'll kill me. Then Jagannath said, how did you know I have no hair on my head? And he said, you have come from me, you have hair on your head. And if you have come from me, you have hair on your head. How? I have no hair on my head. So I must have hair on my head. Tomorrow morning, you come to temple. 2 hours before sunrise, you come, you will see, I have long hair on my head. So you show to this king, no problem. Don't be worried at all. Then this Brahmana Pujari was so ecstasy, whole night he did not sleep, he was waiting. 2 hours before sunrise, he took a bath, took a nice cloth, then he went. So when he saw, when he went to the temple, behind the altar, he was surprised to see, the deity has developed long hair, black hair, touching to the bottom of the singhasan. Black hair with nice scented oil, and also decorated with nice flowers. So now Puja is very happy to see that Jagannath has developed nice hair. So he has now no fear of the king. Then he engaged himself in cleaning pots, sweeping, cleaning the floors. So early morning, sun rises. Then king came, very angry. Oh Mahapatraji, show me where Lord Jagannath has developed hair on his head. But Mahapatra, he does not care. He knows Jagannath has hair. So he is cleaning his pot without any fear. He is saying, why I have to go to show you? You go and see yourself whether Lord Jagannath has hair or not. He is confident that Jagannath has hair. Then king went. And the king went behind the altar. He was very surprised. Jagannath has long black hair. Nice scented oil on his hair. Decorated with nice flowers. But he could not believe. How can the deity will have hair like this? Then the king said, oh, Pujari, now I know what you have done. Night time you have put glue on the deity head and put some false hair. How can you dare to do like this? How can you put glue on deity's head, a false hair like this? Then Pujari said, no, I have not put any false hair or glue on deity's head. Deity has developed his own hair. That is deity's original hair. You please check properly, you will see this original hair. Then king took few hairs, 7-8 hairs. He's checking, is it true hair or not? Then he said, no, it must be some wicks he must have put. So he did not believe it is true hair Jagannath has developed. Then he cut hold a bunch of hair, thinking it's a wig, he'll come out. So he pulled like this. So when he pulled, the hair came out. And blood started to flow from Jagannath's head. Red blood started to flow. And when king saw this, immediately he fainted. He fell down, he fainted. Wow, what I have done. I did not believe. So he immediately fainted on the floor. Then after some time, when he came back to his external sense, then both Pujari and King, they went to Lord Jagannath. Oh, Lord Jagannath, we committed great offense. Please forgive my offenses. So the king was crying, rolling in front of Lord Jagannath. Such a great offense I committed. Then Lord Jagannath spoke to King. Said to King, never disbelieve my devotees. You should always believe whatever my devotees say. Though I establish the rule, still anything comes from my devotee's mouth, that is the rule for me. Actually, there is no hair on my head. You please go behind me. Then again, the Pujari king, they went, there is no hair on his head. Then Lord Jagannath said, my deity had no hair, but I developed hair just to prove that even if my devotee will lie, you should accept that is true. Because I will come forward to prove that is true. So that is the position of my devotees. Somebody worshipping me. So the point I was trying to make, this was the position. That how Lord saying, I am not making the rules. Whatever my devotees say, that is the rule. Not the rules for you all, rules for me also. So I am ruled by that desire. Once Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj was telling that Veda explains so many rules, regulations, how to worship the Lord. But Lord is not subject to the rules and regulations of what Veda says. Not necessarily. But what Lord is subjected to? He is subject to the desire of his devotees. What Lord enjoy? Lord does not enjoy, not necessarily he has to enjoy. By the process what is explained in Veda, rather Lord enjoy with something what is devotee desires. I have seen in Orissa, so sometimes it is very interesting thing. In different part of India, the Lord has different pastimes and people, they worship in different form, Rama, Krishna, Narayana, Balaji. And different part of India, you will see, the Lord has accepted the local culture very much. Part of the local culture, Lord likes to have a life like that. Like in Orissa, the Orissan people, the afternoon, they will take rice mixed with water. It's too hot there. So they'll mix, in the noontime they'll cook, and they'll mix with water. Evening time they'll eat that water, rice mixed with water. So this is a process. Some temples, they'll offer rice mixed with water. Lord Jagannath also will eat that. In Bengal, I've seen some old temples. I went for a village, or near a village, there's a big temple, some big jamidar, landlord has built. In winter time, so the deities, they'll bring every day, winter time, the deities, they'll bring to the roof of the building. So deity will get sun rays, no? Sunshine. So that is the process. There is one temple in Orissa, a very old temple, or king's temple. They have a well, very deep well, and they have a staircase to go there. I said, what is this? They said, in summer season, noontime, they'll take the deity out of the altar, they'll take the staircase and put under the well, so the deity will get cool. So my point is, deity get acquainted with the process that devotees, they want to offer. This is the way I am to serve you. The Lord says, yes, okay, okay, okay. I will accept that. Whatever the great acharyas, whatever the great acharyas established process, that is what Lord follow. Lord not necessarily is bound to follow what Veda says. Vedic principles are okay to please Lord. But what the devotees desire, that overcomes. Vedic principles are so strict to offer something to Lord. But what happened when Lord Ramachandra was walking through the forest? The savari eating some fruits, some sour fruits she throws, and some sweet fruits she gives to Ramachandra. Ramachandra was going to teach, oh savari, you don't know Veda. The Veda says you have to be very clean, neat, clean, very pure. Then you offer something. How are you giving this remnants? I will not eat that. No. Lord Ramachandra did not consider that. So these are the some things which bewilders people. Mujjanti jatasviraya. Great demigods, great saintly personalities get bewildered to see this extraordinary activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how he is bound, he is controlled by his devotees. When Krishna was having his pastimes in Vrindavan, so Krishna, every day he used to kill the demons. When Maharaj was telling, when Krishna goes for grazing cows, actually they don't graze cows, they are not grazing cows, they simply go and play around. You know, cows, calves, they go on their own. And they are so busy in playing, they forget when to eat. They do not know, the cowherd boys, they forget when to eat. And these cows would send every day, morning one demon, noon one demon, and evening one demon to kill Krishna. And these cowherd boys would be very busy in playing with Krishna, they would forget when to eat. So then one demon would come, Krishna would kill. Then they would understand, oh, now it is time for eating. That is their timing. No? So demon will come, Krishna will kill, they will realize, oh, we have to eat now. Then they will, after eating, they will again play. Then they forget when to go back to house. They are so busy in playing. Then Kansa will send another demon. Then Krishna will kill that demon. Then they will realize, oh, this is now time for us to go back to, because they have no watch. So this is the time for them. And one day, Aghasura came. Aghasura. And Krishna killed Aghasura. All the demigods are watching from heavenly planets. They're very happy. Oh, Aghasura is killed. They're very happy. Very jubilant. And all the demigods, they went back to their place. But Brahma is watching. Brahma is watching what this boy is doing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And after killing Aghasura, then what Krishna did? Krishna went to the bank of river Jamuna. Then told all his boyfriends, please come, we'll eat now, very hungry. So everybody, they brought their lunch pack, opened their lunch pack. Sudam, Sridam, Shuval, they eat something nice. Oh, Kanhai, please take, very nice, my mother has made so nice food. Then eat and give to Krishna. And Krishna also eats. Brahma could not believe this. He got bewildered. How is it possible? So Brahma, he knows Veda. In Veda, never explains things like this. The Param Brahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, behaves like this. Veda never explains this. But his knowledge, intelligence is limited to Veda. So he could not believe. So how he can, this boy can become God then? He must not be God. Because his activities are not coming in the line of Veda. So he was very doubtful. Then he called all the demigods. He held a meeting. Then he told all demigods, you are all seated. This boy is not God. Because I saw he is behaving in a very strange way. He is eating from others' mouth. And then he tried to test Krishna. You know the rest of the pastimes. The point is, that much big position, the brahmanas, they have. So much so, Krishna saying, don't waste your energy, don't waste your artha, your whatever money you have, buying ghee and pouring into swaha, oblation with the fire. Better you feed rice soaked with ghee to my devotees, to the brahmanas. I eat by the mouth of the brahmanas. So that's why in Mayapur, during Gaur Purnima festival, for the last few years, We are having this free prasad distribution for the devotees from around the world. Before we were charging festival fee, prasad, accommodation. Now last few years, the devotees are sponsoring this great opportunity where you can find that you can feed the devotees from whole world. And charity is the best to feed the Brahman and Vaishnavas. And as any Vaishnava aparadh we commit, the best way is to feed Vaishnavas. So the devotees, they eat. So last few years we started. What we do, we go to village, we make ghee. And village, they make very good ghee. And we buy 1 quintal ghee. And we pour ghee and we offer rice soaked with ghee. And some Western devotees, Western devotees have never seen ghee. They have never done ghee. They just boil a little bit of butter, they think this is ghee. But that is not the ghee. The real ghee, village, the smell you will get. You don't need any other thing. Just ghee and rice you can eat. The smell, so nice, beautiful smell that has. And when they get the ghee, they don't know how to eat. They eat the rice and they drink also ghee. So this is very good. That is what Krishna is saying. Don't waste your money pouring ghee into the fire, put into the mouth of my devotees. All these things I'm explaining to tell. What a great position. The central personalities, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, they have. But nowadays, in Kali Yuga, what is the position? What is the position of central personalities, Brahmanas? Prabhupada has told. I'll finish at 8:30. What is the regular time? 8:15? Okay. No, if you tell me accordingly, I'll do. 8:30, right? Okay. So, the point is, I was trying to make, what a big position Lord has given, but what is the situation now? How contaminated the Brahman society is now? Kalu sarva sudra sambhava. How contaminated so-called saintly personalities are? In India, we will find so many preachers, saintly personalities. But I will say, these preachers and saintly personalities are the prime cause of preaching atheistic in our human society. The Indian so-called preachers, so-called Prabhupada told that. One of the biggest personality in India, Prabhupada, he is the one who spoiled the India. I will not tell their name, somebody may get affected. The outsiders are here. This is the situation happening, contaminated. We are all contaminated. At least I am contaminated, I know. We have accepted sannyas dharma, brahmachari dharma, grihastha dharma. But how much we are following all these dharmas? When I read Puranas, and I read what real sannyasi is, that I realize I am not a sannyasi. If that is what sannyasi dharma means, then I have not gone close to that things. Such a strict sannyas dharma. Same with vanaprastha, brahmachari, grihastha life. Very difficult. It's not so easy. As the Vedic literature explains, we have not gone close to that. So in this situation, what is the hope? The only hope Prabhupada is saying, the Mahamantra. Our varna, our ashram, we are very proud of our varna, ashram. Nothing works except Mahamantra. That's in this age of Kali, Lord, he does not come in this Kali Yuga. In India, there are so many Bhagavan coming. Prabhupada is saying, India, we have factory of Bhagavan. Bhagavan, so many Bhagavan getting produced. But Indians, they don't know Kali Yuga. Lord will not take an incarnation. That's why he is Trijuga. There is no incarnation in Kali Yuga. Kali Kale Naam Rupa Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna descending in the form of holy name. And why he is coming down in the form of holy name? It is very important. Because the Kali Yuga people are very degraded, most degraded. And Lord is coming millennium after millennium, every yugas to upgrade us. He's coming himself. But this Kali Yuga is so degraded. Lord thinking, oh, I cannot uplift them. They need some very powerful medicine. If you have a small disease, you need small power medicine. If you have heavy disease, then you need heavy dose medicine also. So Lord is thinking, for the people of this Kali Yuga, I have to give them some heavy dose medicine. So what is heavy dose? The Lord comes. What is greater than the Lord? So greater than the Lord is His holy name. What Lord cannot deliver, His holy name can deliver, can achieve that. In this regard, some Kathakars in India, they say, Lord Ramchandra was preparing Setubandha, that bridge to go to Sri Lanka. So what, how they'll make the bridge? So they're being big, big stones. And Hanuman, he was writing Ram Nam, the name, holy name of Ram, and throwing into ocean. And all the stones are floating. And Ram was very surprised to see, wow, my name is so powerful. They write my name and throw into the ocean. The heavy stones are floating. So when this work was going on, one day Lord Ramchandra thinking, oh, if my name is so powerful, then how powerful I would not be. Just by writing my name, they're achieving such a big job is done. So how powerful I would not be. So one day midnight, Ramchandra thought, let me go and throw a stone into the ocean. Let me see what is happening. So midnight he woke up. Then he was going to the sea beach. Then Hanuman was watching, guarding at the gate. Then Hanuman is thinking, what happened? Why my Lord is going in midnight to the sea beach? Let me see what he is doing. Then from behind he is watching what Lord Ramchandra is doing. Then he saw in midnight Ramchandra picked up a stone and threw into the ocean. And as soon as he threw into the ocean, this stone drowned inside. Then Hanuman standing behind her clapping and smiling, laughing, oh Lord, oh my Lord, don't think you are very powerful. Your holy name is more powerful than you. Your holy name is more powerful than you. So it has been proved. The Lord's holy name is very powerful. We have to take shelter. The holy name. The holy name of the Lord. But sometimes people, they don't faith on name, holy name. They think, oh, only chanting Hare Krishna, what will happen? In India, even if people think religious, something nice means what? Yajna will take place, many big, big brahmanas will come, long beards, they'll say swaha, big decoration, lot of drums, this, oh, something happening. They have some faith, no? Some karma kanda like this. Or somebody coming with yoga process, they'll teach you yoga. Within 1 month, they'll teach you that you can lift yourself. They come to America, they teach like that also. I had one uncle, he was doing like this also. He would sleep, lie down, would put a lot of cloth on top of him, saris, dhotis. At one point, he would raise himself. If somebody see this, then immediately, oh, just this is what spiritual is. Just see, immediately you see something. Oh, what is this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? I'm chanting 10 years, nothing happening to me. You know? Or why you should do this Hare? People, they don't develop faith. They think it's too thin. They don't develop faith on Hare Krishna. But Hare Krishna, even if it looks very ordinary, the holy name of Krishna is the only strength. What nothing else can do, the holy name can do. Nothing else can do. So much powerful. But when Prabhupada say, oh, no problem, just come, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasad, go back to Godhead. Then when you come inside, oh, so many other problems are there. Vaishnava Pradha is there, follow this, follow that. So many different things are there. So, we have to understand, this process is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna, go back to Godhead. But have we taken that process in that simplicity process way? Even if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being merciful has given this simple process, but we are very complicated. We are not taking simple way. But Prabhupada is saying, nowadays nothing else will work. The conclusion is that we should take shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Archita Prabhu.
You mentioned about how the Lord adjusts according to the way the devotees serve Him in different locations. But in this country, we have one standard. For instance, now there's a big debate about the Jagannath Rath Yatra. that here in Los Angeles we have Jagannath go first. In New York when Prabhupada was there, Jagannath went first. But in Puri, as you know, Jagannath does not go first. So they're debating, you know, should we follow India standards? Should we do what's, you know, been done when Prabhupada was here? So my point is, I think we have to have one standard for our society. We can't say that, you know, Indian temples do it one way, American temples do it another way. What's your thought on that?
Yes, you are correct. You are correct in this sense. The Lord accepts the process of the acharyas. Whatever the acharya says, Lord accepts that. Actually, the original incidents that took place, that is, Ratha Yatra happened, that is, Balaram went first. Then Subhadra was following, then at the end, Krishna went from Dwaraka to Vrindavan, the original, and that is what happening in Puri also. But Prabhupada did it here like that. But we can do, but same time, when in India you will do, the people think very strange. Or if you say, no, Prabhupada did, they may accuse Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada did not know this. They may feel disrespect towards Prabhupada also. So that's why you have to use according to Desakala Patra, where you can do what. So there's some things happening in America, Western countries that we tolerate. Same behavior you do in India, that will be different effect on that. So that's why we have to balance whatever rules our present GBC body say, we follow that. Desakala Patra. But as per the rule, whatever acharya set the systems, that should be followed. That should be followed. I agree to that. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki.